Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Cormier-Kintrieve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Wednesday, April 24th, where we saw a mildly mixed day ahead of more big earnings reports out after the close, Ken.
Yeah, NASDAQ was almost up 1% intraday, but it couldn't hold on to that gain. We have lots of earnings reports that we're going to look at, but I want to take a look at three stocks today, all showing good action around their 10-week lines. Let's start with Hubble, H-U-B-B, not the telescope, but a sort of an ancillary data center play. Also want to take a look at Industrial Ingersoll Rand, IR, and finally, a molecular testing services firm called Natera, N-T-R-A.
All right. Well, we'll get to those three stocks. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today up 0.1% by session's close. The S&P 500 just fractionally higher by the end of the day. On the downside, we had the Dow down 0.1%, finishing off lows. But the Russell 2000 down about 0.4%, looking like it closed mid-range. But the most disappointing action of the day, as you alluded to, Ken, was that of the NASDAQ with that strong start that just couldn't hold. We had two nice up days in a row. We're on day three of a rally attempt and maybe losing some steam here.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can just see we can't lose sight of the fact of the week that we saw for the NASDAQ last week. So if we just go to the weekly chart and just see what the NASDAQ did last week, it was a pretty violent break of a key support level in higher volume. So that in and of itself just kind of tells me that we're going to need a little time here to repair. So if we go back to the daily chart, NASDAQ came right into its short-term moving averages, but met some sellers. So this is going to be the challenge for the NASDAQ. Is it going to be able to work its way back towards 16,000? And then that next big hurdle is going to be the 50-day moving average. So again, a lot of tech earnings after the close today, tomorrow, and a whole bunch of earnings next week as well. So, you know, we are still in a corrective phase here, trying to see if we can confirm a new uptrend, but it's still a bit early.
Yeah. And some economic data to get through at the end of the week too. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm almost thinking like the inflation data, you know, Friday, I wonder if the market is, it's been sticky for a little while. So we'll see if it's going to be a market mover, but, you know, certainly the earnings, large cap tech earnings are going to be in big focus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, next on our list, let's take a look at the Dow. You had flagged that to check in on. We're right around the 21-day line on the Dow, but that's still below the 50-day.
Yeah. I mean, really kind of a similar situation here. So the Dow is going to, you know, it's been did a good job today holding gains from the prior few sessions, but it has that sort of stumbling block, the 50-day moving average. We'll see if it can get above it. But definitely, you know, as money has kind of flown out of some technology stocks, seeing a pretty good strength in a lot of industrial names.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of IYT, that was an area you wanted to take a look at, but not so great of a day here too for this particular area. The truckers took a big hit on ODFL earnings. It seems like that's what was weighing on the transports today.
Yeah, really weighing on the sector as a whole. If you look at some of the worst performing industry groups, they were all transportation related. So this is a little troubling. I mean, when you see the transports acting so weak, obviously you've got this inverted yield curve. You still have worries about a slowdown for the economy this year. So to see the transports acting so weak, not a great sign for the bulls, but I just thought it was a noteworthy move lower today for the for this ETF. And it's trying to hold support here at 65.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's also take a look at TBT, which moves with the yields. We saw a potentially actionable move here today for TBT up 1.5%.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit on IBD Live this morning, but if you know, this short bond trade seems to be working here. This is still on a pretty strong uptrend, and you have the market maybe a little bit concerned about the fact that the 10-year Treasury yield still holding near highs for the year, really not giving up much ground. You can see it was up another 5 basis points today to around 4.65%. So if you're short bonds, you've been pretty happy, but again, the inflation data on Friday could have something to say about the which way that 10-year Treasury yield is going to move. But I think the market is getting used to the fact that interest rates could stay, you know, higher for longer. And, you know, rate cut expectations have certainly faded quite a bit for the Fed. And if this economy continues strong and the job market continues to stay strong, you know, that's not going to help the Fed's fight against inflation. And, you know, we're not talking about rate increases at this point, but certainly this stubbornly high 10-year yield has been a headwind for the market.
Yeah, it sure has. Okay, let's take a look at HUBB. This is Hubbell in the Electrical Power Equipment Group, which is ranked number 12 out of the 197 groups that IBD tracks. We've got earnings coming up in less than a week, and this stock is trading right around some key levels, an orderly pullback after a nice move over the last couple of months.
Yeah, seeing a lot of good setups out there, Allie. And, you know, the issue is we're right in the middle of earnings season. So a lot of stocks that we're going to be talking about, Hubbell is going to be reporting next week. But we did spend some time this morning on IBD Live talking about a really good earnings report from Vertiv, VRT in the data center space. So you're seeing, you know, a lot of these ancillary data center plays doing pretty well. And Hubbell is one of these stocks as a provider of electrical equipment for industrial markets here. So if you go to the weekly chart here, this is just a nice, solid, orderly pullback to the 10-week moving average after a breakout from a nice consolidation stock that still looks like it's under some accumulation here. We'll see what this looks like. It's forming a base, but if it starts to move with conviction above the 10-week line, I think it would be actionable. But pretty good fundamentals and pretty good technicals here.
Okay. So at this point, Ken, would you want to wait until after the earnings are off the table to get that kind of bounce?
Yeah, I think at this point, you don't want to be buying so close to earnings. But again, just another stock that should have some good news in terms of their data center opportunities. You can see on the daily chart here, it like a lot of other stocks, it couldn't hold gains when it tried to move over 400. So just a good one. You know, if we were in a nice confirmed uptrend and seeing money, you know, coming in from the sidelines, I think this stock would be actionable. But with the market acting the way it is, just a good one for the watch list. We'll see if it can hold here, you know, finding support.
Okay. And next on the list is ticker IR. This is Ingersoll Rand, another industrial name getting back above its 50-day line and 21-day, which have converged. So a similar chart here, Ken, with a nice uptrend over the last couple of months and an orderly pullback.
Yeah, this is what we're looking for in this type of market. You see the move today came in very, very strong volume. Volume was almost double average. Close up near highs. Nice move above the 50-day moving average here. So again, another company with earnings coming up. We go to the weekly chart. It's going to have a similar look here, all three of these stocks, just showing great relative strength in the market. Ingersoll Rand's breakout came, you know, several weeks ago, but this pullback looks very orderly and seems like a new base is taking shape here. So another one we're going to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Okay. NTRA, that is in my little ticker box here. This is a medical sector name with a, like you said, we have a theme here in terms of the type of setup that we're looking for in the market right now. And this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, and this is another stock that just rallied explosively on earnings, and it you know, pulled back, pulling back to the 10-week line and finding support. So you can see they're tracked in medical research equipment. So what they do is they're a a provider. Well, they're genetic testing services, but they also do molecular testing services. And they do a lot of work in women's health, a lot of prenatal tests. And so just a hereditary cancer screening. So it's really just all about the molecular testing here. And the fundamentals are what really jump out at me here. First of all, you can see the top line and bottom line growth here. There's your earnings growth. And then the top line growth has been super impressive in recent quarters. And you've got pretty strong earnings estimates as well for this year and next. So if this market can hold itself together, I think this one, you know, has the potential to be a leader. The problem is the market right now. You know, we're again, that bad break last week, and it has been a market under distribution. So we'll see how these tech earnings play out over the next few days.
Yeah. Speaking of, let's check in on some of the stocks, the high profile ones with reports out after the close. Here's a look at Meta, down 10%, Ken. We also have ServiceNow, another high profile report here, down about 5.5%. I'm not sure exactly what Meta's numbers were, but we saw that explosive move last quarter. Now the early reaction here, down 10%.
Yeah, our average cost here, we trim this position. It's a quarter position right now in the leaderboard model portfolio. But this stock first went on the leaders list in March of 2023. So average cost is still very low here, about 190, I think it is. But yeah, we'll have to see what they said in the earnings report. It had been a technology stock really holding gains well and kind of trading near its 10-week moving average, but doesn't look like a good reaction so far.
Yeah. And we do know that after hours action doesn't always necessarily translate to the following session. We don't have the conference call yet. So there is still a lot that traders need to digest, but this is the reaction in the early going there. Anything else other than Meta and ServiceNow to check in on?
Yeah, well, I mean, ServiceNow is another high profile technology, maybe not as well known as Meta, but yeah, that's under pressure. And then let's check in on Chipotle, CMG, in the restaurant group that's been trading pretty well. And this one, looks like it's doing okay here. But you can see the relative strength that Chipotle has been showing, really holding near highs and really a picture of technical strength headed into the report.
Yeah, exactly. So shares up about 4% or so after hours in that initial reaction to the report. So if it can keep this up come tomorrow, that looks like it would be a breakout above 3,000 a me, Ken.
It does indeed. Yeah, looking good.
Okay, we'll have to see if it is potentially actionable tomorrow. But like we said, we still have a lot to prove in terms of the overall market. Are we going to continue to hit resistance? And I mean, Meta, that for sure is going to weigh on the indexes tomorrow, one would think, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And one reason the NASDAQ was up sharply earlier in the session was a really good day for, you know, Tesla, which reported earnings last night. And, you know, this stock had been on a sharp downtrend, and Tesla actually managed to hold a decent gain, ended up about 12%. So that was a big reason why the NASDAQ was up sharply early. But yeah, we'll see how Meta opens tomorrow. On Thursday, we're going to hear from Microsoft and Google. So lots of earnings to go over.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Ken, for all of your insights today. And thanks everyone for tuning in. The team has you covered tomorrow morning on IBD Live. So please join us 10 minutes before the opening bell, investors.com/IBD Live, for all the details on that. We'll see you there. And then we also will see you back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.